You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time for Theater Talk as we check out professional theater offerings around Michigan with David Kiley of Encore Michigan. And absolutely no surprise, we are in a holiday mood this time around, starting out with Old Ebenezer Scrooge, Bob Cratchit, and Tiny Tim. Where do we start?
Well, we've already talked about this one last time, but it's worth mentioning again. The Christmas Carol at the Meadowbrook Theater on the campus of Oakland University. Cynthia, this is an amazing annual production. A lot of the same actors are in and year out, so there's a lot of polish on it. The set is unbelievable. Their production is like a Victorian pop-up Christmas card that just comes to life before your very eyes. I mean, it's just over the top. It's really breathtaking. I'm kind of a Scroogeaholic, Scrooge aficionado, so I can't recommend that one enough. But and it's not the only Scrooge in town.
Not at all. Right? I mean, they've been doing it for 37 straight years at Meadowbrook. We know they know how to do it, but Wayne State's got a production.
They do, and it is also a very good one, year in, year out, and it opens this coming weekend.
And then for little ones who might have shorter attention spans.
Yes, the Wild Swan Theater here in Ann Arbor, they perform over at Washtenaw Community College, and it's a great facility. And they have a Christmas Carol that they've adapted and kind of cut down. It's just 55 minutes long, so that's kind of their sweet spot for the young ones. So special adaptation, and also I've seen this before, very recommended for the young kids.
So not maybe maybe the Ghost of Christmas Future isn't quite as scary as it might be.
I would say, yes.
All right, so moving on from Ebenezer Scrooge and Jacob Marley's Ghost, tell us what is going on at Theater Nova in Ann Arbor.
So Theater Nova, for the last few years, has performed a panto, a Christmas panto, which is, for people who are not familiar, it's a British kind of genre, and it features, it's farce, it's got music, it's got song, it usually has a cross-dresser or two. It's silly stuff. And so, and they've written an original one, you know, for each year they've done it, the last 3 years, I believe. And this one is called The Elves and the Shoemakers.
Okay.
And I really recommend these. You can take the whole family, so it's not just for adults. And the cast this year is really terrific. Dan Morrison, Sarah Stevens, and Liz Jaffe. These are three of the best actors around. In fact, Sarah Stevens won Best Our Wild Award for Best Actress last season. And so that's at the Yellow Barn, which is on Huron in Ann Arbor. That opens this weekend as well.
All right, and now we go to the Monster Box Theater in Waterford in Oakland County, and I think something that is really going to speak to public radio listeners.
Yes, they are doing a play called The Book of Liz, and this is a play by David and Amy Sedaris, public radio favorites.
Absolutely.
It's a play that is a bit of a send-up on religious communities. It follows a woman named Liz who leaves a community. It's a little bit of a play on the Amish, and she encounters a number of comic strangers on her journey in search of something that was missing from her life and on the inside. It's funny, you know. It's kind of a little bit of a string of these, right? Book of Mormon, Hand to God.
Yeah,
there are actors or writers and actors that, you know, this seems to be a little bit of a fertile area. Yeah. I'm not sure why exactly, but it's David and Amy Sedaris, and you know, if you like their brand of humor, which a lot of people do, especially those that listen here, it's definitely worth seeing. And that's the Monster Box in Waterford. And I really like this theater. It's in a strip mall. It's one of my strip mall theaters.
Yeah.
And they're doing really good work in a community that doesn't have another theater. So
very good. Now, everyone, take a listen to this, and you're going to know exactly what's opening next week at the Wharton Center in East Lansing.
If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard.
Those songs never get old, do they? Fiddler on the Roof.
They really don't. And this touring production looks very good to me. And again, only if you've been living in another dimension have you not seen or heard this show. My mother played the grooves out of the album, the Herschel Bernardi cast album, when I was a kid.
Yes, yes.
And So this is the Jerry Bock, Sheldon Harnick, and Joseph Stein musical about a Jewish family in Tsarist Russia. Head of the family is dealing with the independence exerted by his three daughters and the coming eviction from their village by the ruling government. So songs are embedded in our culture. Not only, you know, If I Were Rich Man, Sunrise, Sunset, Matchmaker, Matchmaker. Who doesn't love Fiddler on the Roof? Even in December when we're talking about Christmas shows.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those shows that as you see it in different times of your life, different things speak to you.
And also different productions tweak it a little bit to keep it fresh. So very much recommended.
And finally, you have some news. You've launched a theater company.
Yes. After almost 5 years of running Encore and reviewing something over 300 shows in that time, I have an affinity for Celtic theater. I'm half Irish and half Welsh, so I decided that Michigan needed a Celtic theater company. And so I've launched one called the Michigan Celtic Repertory Company, and we're doing our first production in December. It's Dylan Thomas's A Child's Christmas in Wales. And it's a show that was created by the New York Irish Repertory Company, which I saw a few years ago with John Cullum. It's beautiful. And so what they've done and will be doing is weaving the Dylan Thomas prose together with some original and traditional Christmas music. The story is, it's a family, you know, really on kind of Christmas Eve, and they're reminiscing about Christmas's past in that just beautiful Dylan Thomas prose. And so we have a terrific cast. December 8th, we'll be at the Kerrytown Concert House. And then on December 9th at, suitably, Connor O'Neill's Restaurant and Bar on Main Street in Ann Arbor in the Celtic Room.
Perfect. 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 So what have you brought for us to hear from this?
So this was from one of our rehearsals this week. Beth Mitchell, who's a terrific local soprano, and she's performing with us. And here she's singing in the Welsh, and some of the music we'll be doing is in the Welsh.
And as always, you'll find details on these productions. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David, thanks so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.